Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio. I'm with Cowboy Wisdom Innovation Coaching. Tonight, my guest is Marie Weichel with Spreading Joy. And Marie just had a school supply extravaganza for kids that are having challenges, and they stole 251 book bags. On this show tonight, we're going to ask for donations for Christmas because that's what Spreading Joy does. They spread joy by giving and buying Christmas presents. And when you hear Marie talk, you're going to hear it from her heart. She's a very beautiful, wise philanthropist. I can't pronounce that. A very wise goddess. I'll do that one. Anyway, welcome to the show, Marie.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that. Yeah, we just over the last few weekends gave away 251 brand new book bags filled with loose leaf paper, entire packs of pens, entire pack of pencils, colored pencils, glue sticks, box of crayons. I think we gave away 3 spiral notebooks in each one. A pocket folder. We gave put some like Lance crackers in there, and we also, of course, put a pack of Reese cups in there. So, and it was just really, really great. We let the, you know, at the one main event, we had a bunch of kids come in, gave them hot dogs and chips and drinks and dessert, and we let them pick out their favorite color. And, you know, we just interacting with them and talk to them about making a difference, you know, even though they're little and tiny and they don't have time jobs, and that they can make a difference. And it was a great response. They, you know, their ideas and things that they can do to help. So it was just a really, really great thing. And thank you for all the shows and the time that you've given me on Blog Talk Radio and the support that you give to help us with these events. You're very instrumental, so thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome, and that's what this show is about. It's about giving people an opportunity to showcase their talents, and yours is Spreading Joy. And you can go to spreading-joy.org and see what this is all about. But we've got Christmas coming up, and not to put a damper on the show, but we just crossed the $15 trillion deficit mark. And
yeah.
So in order for this to get better, the world is going to have to experience Spreading Joy. And I've got the main leader on the show tonight, Marie.
Thank you. You know, that's true. And I know a lot of people are thinking, oh, my gosh, it just turned September. But, you know, I just finished up the back to school, and so now I'm going to start emailing companies in our area. You know, will you collect toys for us? I'm not waiting to the last minute. I'm going to email people in the area and say, will you sponsor us? You know, will you help us out? Will you be a drop-off location? Because there's a place not far from us called Sport Clips. They will allow people to drop off toys there. Because a lot of people, you know, when you're going to go get a haircut, you don't realize that, you know, they may be collecting toys, and you might not go back for another month or so. But we're going to try to, you know, get some free advertising and papers and say, you know, you can drop off here, here, and here, or contact me. So now the work is already going to begin because, you know, we want to do some great things for these kids, and I've already been working on collecting things for the moms, some, you know, nice bags, some cookbooks. I just saw a tweet earlier. One lady says she made 25 bracelets, you know, and there's 50 moms, so I'm thinking that she'll be able to, you know, help me out with the rest. So people just, you know, everybody has individual resources that I don't have. They have connections that I'll never have. If people can do that and use that, then and come together with Spreading Joy and partner with us, then we can have more of a reach than we ever imagined. It's just that we got to come together. But the problem is a lot of people feel guilty. Well, if I make 10 bracelets, what's that going to really accomplish? You have to look at, yes, that's going to accomplish a lot. That's 10 more bracelets that I can give away and help and encourage people with than I had to begin with. So a lot of people just look at the negative side of, oh, I can only donate $10, you know, in September, $10 in October, $10 in November. Well, that is huge. That ends up being, you know, $30. So don't, you know, a lot of people negate their gift because they feel like they're small. But where we come from with what we're doing, it's actually very, very huge.
You know, I just brought up the deficit and the way the country and the world is going. You feel until we start spreading joy amongst each other, listening and communicating, the world will stay in kind of this flux that's in. But if we choose to open up and start communicating, listening, and spreading joy amongst us, what do you feel will happen in the world, Murray?
You know, when we stop, I mean, yes, we've got to do things that we can do to make this world a better place. We've got to do the change that we gripe about that we don't see. We've got to start with us and say, okay, what can I do to make my corner of the world better? And if it's just one thing a day for someone else, it doesn't have to cost a lot, or it actually can be a sacrificial gift. Either way, instead of looking at, oh, everything, it's too big to fix, it's too big to take on, it's just way out of control. Instead of looking at it that way, you know, look at it as, okay, today I'm going to make a difference today. Here's what I'm going to do. And when those sneaky little feelings creep up on you and think, that just didn't matter, it does. Sometimes, you know, you're able to find out that your gift mattered. Like I took the time over the weekend to email every person that made a donation the link and a thank you, another thank you for helping out with this. You know, so sometimes you can see what your giving does and accomplishes. But then there's times that you can't see it. I mean, I've gone to lunch with somebody, you know, that's told me, Marie, I just wanted you to know that you really encouraged me at some of the lowest points of several weeks. I was going through some really bad things, and I would just hop on Twitter and see what you were tweeting, and we would interact a little bit. And just so you know, it helped me. I didn't know that. I didn't know that until a year after that happened. I had no idea. And so sometimes you know and sometimes you don't know. The thing is just do it. Do it every day. Decide, okay, whether or not I find out the impact that I have, I am just going to do it. I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to spread some joy today.
You know, that's a very opportunistic but a very omnipotent statement. Because the only one that can really ruin my day is me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't have that right. I took that right away from me. You know, the world is a positive energy. We've just been taught to look at it as a negative flow.
Yeah, the negative, it is. The negative is so much easier to see. I don't know why that is, but it just, you know, when the negative is happening to us, it's just so much easier to focus on the negative and to focus on the fear and what we perceive as failures. But in reality, there are great things intermixed in with that. There are great joys for the day mixed in with that. There are ordinary joys mixed in with that. And there are some positive things mixed in that with that. Sometimes we just don't see it because we're blinded to it. And that's one of the things that I try to do. You know, I'll pop it over on Facebook. I'll put it on Twitter. I'll talk about ordinary joy. Sometimes when we can just take a little bit of time to see the beauty in the ordinary, the things that we see every single day, day in and day out, they're ordinary to us. We see no real significance because they just seem ordinary. Once we start seeing them in a different light and really appreciating them for the extraordinary gift that they are, then everything becomes more than ordinary. And that's when we can start seeing the good and the bad, because you're going to have both. And you're right, it is. It's our choice. You know, today I had kind of a pretty long day. I'm in a new position, and what I'm doing is pretty difficult, and it's hard to remember, and sometimes it's hard to keep up. And I'm not used to that. I'm used to being able to tackle things and just really be on top of it pretty quickly. But today I was just like, man, what in the world? I'm just ready to end this day. But, you know, once the day got done, I got in the car and headed home, you know, it was my choice whether I could have just stayed in a horrible, icky mood or, you know, come in, have a great dinner, spend some time with the family. You know, it's their choice. So whenever I'm having those kind of days, I try to leave them outside, try to leave them at work, or, you know, just try to leave it and not focus on it, because tomorrow's a new day. It's going to be better. And no matter what happens, it's our choice.
And that is true. And you can, the call-in number to talk with Marie is 718-305-6548. You can also mail your donation to Spreading Joy Corporation, P.O. Box 1771, Denver, North Carolina, 28037. Let me rephrase that. Your tax write-off donation.
Yes, we are an IRS approved. Right, we're an IRS approved nonprofit organization.
And so make sure you send that. And, you know, here's the thing, Marie. It's going to take the blue collar to show the world how to listen and communicate. I really believe that. Because everybody's too stuck in their books and in their computers and texting. And that's something we've really lost in this world, Marie, is the ability to communicate with each other. And how do you think Spreading Joy actually opens people up to communicate with each other?
Well, you know, I really do. I depend on technology a lot. I really, really do. A lot of our donations come from people that I've met on Twitter, from, you know, emails. And, you know, so technology is just key to what I do. But there's nothing like the physical, personal aspect of it. There's nothing like, you know, getting in there and saying, okay, you know, we've got these kids coming in, let's make this great, you know, encouraging the volunteers. You know, we just did this back-to-school event, and we all met at 11 o'clock on the actual day of the big event, and by about 11:15, we were ready for the kids. You know, people came, and they just pitched in, and things got done very quickly. I was like, whoa, wow, I can kind of sit down and relax for a little bit. Because these kind of days can be hectic. And I'm always telling the workers, you know, no matter what happens, just go with it. Just have fun. Because I never expect a perfect event. I just want to have a good time. And that kind of communication, when you are, you know, when you're communicating with these kids how important they are, you know, they're going to remember that. They might not realize it now, but they're going to remember it. And that's the same thing when Christmas time, when we have the ladies at the Battered Women's Shelter come in and we spend some time with them, and I try to hug every one of them, and I talk to them, and I spend time with them. You know, and granted, it is just for an afternoon, but, you know, we really try to reach out and help them. So we combine the use of technology as well as the personal interaction. Just because, you know, both are so needed. But, yeah, we really, you know, we are a society where we don't spend a lot of time with our neighbors. We don't spend a lot of time doing things in our neighborhood anymore like we used to. Things have really, really changed. And I'm hoping, you know, with Spreading Joy, if we can get back to making a difference for, you know, the people we see at the grocery store, the people we see where we get our hair cut, and those, you know, slowly bring back those kind of interactions, then we're going to help strengthen our communities, and that's just going to help everybody.
And I also am looking at a Spreading Joy Daily written by Marie Weichel. It's a book written by Marie. And Marie, where's this book available?
It is available on Amazon.com. You can get it from there. It's just $12.99. And, it, you know, it's an easy to read. A lot of people are like, oh, I don't have time to read. Is you kidding me? Another book. But this is a really easy to read book. It's full of practical tips that men, women, and even children can do. You don't have to have a lot of money. It's not going to cost you a lot to make a difference every day. What this book is designed to do is to get your mind thinking about your individual resources, the people you come in contact with, what you can do right where you are to make a difference. Because the trouble is, a lot of people in this economy, they're thinking, oh, I can't even make a difference for myself. How can I make a difference for someone else? you know, we feel like we can't do it, but the desire doesn't leave us. We all have a desire to make a difference. Some of us, it's just a really big, huge desire like mine, and then others of us, it's just, you know, I just want to, but I can't. This book, Spreading Joy Daily, is designed to get you to thinking about things, what you can do every day. There's a lot of free ways to make a difference. There's a lot of just normal ways, you know, that doesn't cost a whole lot to make a difference. And then there are some sacrificial ways that are listed, because sometimes when we give up, when we give sacrificially and secretly, that's some of the best ways to give and make a difference, when the person cannot tell you thank you and they have no idea where the gift comes from. That, to me, that's where I get my most personal satisfaction from, is giving in secret like that. You know, and I don't mind sacrificing some things for people that truly need help. It's an actual privilege for me to be able to step up and step in that way. So this, you know, the book is practical. It's ideas for every day. It's kind of fun and whimsical. It's not, you know, it's just meant to bring joy to you and to those that you're spreading joy to.
And you can go right on our website, look down on the right-hand side, about halfway down, you'll see the book, Spreading mm-hmm. Joy Daily. You can click on it. It'll take you right to Amazon.com. Marie, how is a smile as infectious as a yawn? Once you have somebody see somebody smiling, they start smiling. How do you feel that happens?
It is. You know, we used to have this running joke at my work. About 3 o'clock, somebody would just yawn real big, and I'm like, no, don't do it. But, you know, a smile is the same thing. I recently met someone for the first time. I was going to speak, and I was introducing myself. I smiled and shook her hand and introduced myself, and he's like, wow, you have an infectious smile. You know, I've never really given a lot of thought to my smile, but he actually used the word infectious. And I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. But, you know, I know for me personally, you know, if I'm having a bad day or if something is heavy on my mind, I'm like, how am I, I've got to get this done and this done and this done. If somebody just looks over and smiles at me, you know, it kind of just eases the tension a little bit. I remember one time my son come in the door and he was just rambling just so fast, mom, and he just started talking. I couldn't even understand him. I had to calm him down a little bit, but then when I told him, I said, okay, I can hear you now, go ahead and talk. And I was standing there and I was just smiling at him, listening, not making light of what he was doing, but just kind of, you know, trying to ease the tension a little bit. And I'm in the middle of his ramblings, he's like, mom, stop it. And I'm like, stop what? He said, stop smiling. I cannot be angry while you're smiling. You know, and with what was going on, he wanted to be angry with what had just happened. And because I was smiling at him, you know, just trying to help him to calm down a little bit, he was like, I just can't even be mad anymore. You know, and so you don't know. And that's what I love about a smile. We have a lot of people, you know, that might not speak a lot of English, or they might not speak, you know, or they might not can hear very well because due to age or whatever the reason is. If you smile at them, that is the same across the board for everyone. It just doesn't matter.
Isn't that a universal language?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's priceless. It's such a priceless gift.
And it doesn't know color barrier.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So just, you know, just smile. Smile. You know, even if you've got to smile through the tears, just smile.
But, you know, if you're getting frustrated and you do something, make yourself laugh,
mm-hmm.
it really opens up.
Mm-hmm. It really does. It does help. They say laughter is the best medicine, and it truly is. You know, that's why these little girls, they have these giggle dolls, and you move or tickle them or whatever, and the dolls just laugh and laugh. There's no way you can sit there and not laugh along, or you can walk up on a group of people laughing and you just kind of giggle and chuckle. You don't even know what you're laughing at, but it is. Laughter is contagious. Joy is contagious. Smiling, that's contagious. You know, when you're in a group of people, whoever is having the most fun, that's where you're going to want to gravitate to. And you know what a lot of people who are struggling daily with finances, or they're struggling daily with terminal diseases, or they're struggling daily with decisions that they've made that didn't turn out so well, and they're letting guilt just eat at their heart, they often don't give themselves permission to simply be joyful. They just don't. And that's one of the things, too, we talk about when we go to places and we talk to people and we encourage people. Give yourself permission. Take some time out to do what you want to do. And just enjoy it. Enjoy some things. Be joyful. Give yourself permission. Like today, for instance, we were riding home and it was pouring rain and I was teasing my sister and I told her, I was like, I'm just going to push you out. Get out. I mean, it was just flooding. It was out of nowhere, this buckets of rain. So we got home. I got home after dropping her off and it's still pouring. And I just slowly just walk into the door because if I'm not going to a meeting or I'm not going to a business, you know, happening, I don't mind the rain. It just doesn't bother me. I don't mind getting wet. There's people that will be leaving out of Walmart or wherever to go home from shopping and the rain has just poured, and they'll just kind of stand their way. Not me. I'll just kind of go traipsing through the rain because, it's just fun. So give yourself permission to be happy. Give yourself permission to be joyful even with all the stuff that's going on in your world.
And that's very true. You got to be able to do things and smile about them, because this world has got way too many frowns walking around. You know, something I've really noticed, Marie, is people really in this country are really walking with their heads down. They really don't see the joy in living that mm-hmm. they should, because this is the greatest opportunity to expand the world there ever was. But we're
yeah,
not.
Go ahead. I was going to say, it is. It's tough. America is fighting and facing some tough days ahead. A lot of people have it tough. But again, you know, it is their choice. You may have to look pretty hard, but you can find the good that's in it. You can find the good that's going on. And, you know, and a lot of people think, oh, Marie, you're just spreading joy because you have great things and you have the best of everything and you don't have any troubles going on in your life. And you know, that's not true. We do, our family, one of the tweets I sent out today is I encourage my family, something that I encourage my family to do their best, even though the worst is flooding our world. You know, we go through trials and we go through problems and we have medical bills. We have medical bills to share. I will share our bills with you. You know, my daughter, she's fighting. She's had a paralyzed stomach on and off for the last 3 years. And the medical bills are horrendous from that. You know, we've been through layoffs with my husband's job. We've had difficulties, you know, making ends meet. And that's just in the last 3 years. That's just been in the last few years that I've been doing spreading joy. And so I choose, even though we have these times, even though sometimes I go to bed and I think, ugh, I can't take another day of this. You know, you do. You get back up. You put one foot in front of the other. You find the good. You spread some joy to other people because no matter how bad I have it, no matter how many bills I have, somebody's got it worse. There's a mom out there whose 17-year-old daughter, has stage 4 terminal cancer. You know, mine, she has a lot of problems and she's in a lot of pain every day, but I get to keep her. You know what I mean? So, I mean, we've got to remember that as bad as we might have it, it's still our choice how we see the day, and somebody else has it much worse than us.
You was talking right there about some days you really want to walk away. Have you ever really, I know I've done, I've noticed this in myself. When I have a day that I really feel like just saying the heavens with it and just walk away, the next day I come back 10 times more determined.
Yeah, and you know what, sometimes you need that downtime. I was talking, I think it was Friday night on Twitter with somebody. I was like, yeah, sometimes I wonder, you know, sometimes you just need to get the remote control, big old cup of coffee, a pack of Oreos, and just chill. You know, watch TV, veg out. Sometimes you've got to pull yourself away from it. You got to pull yourself away from the technology. You got to pull yourself away from the problems. Because the thing I find out, your problems, they're going to be there after you've just rested or you've watched, 4 hours of NCIS or CSI, you just vegged out, laid on the couch, stared at the stars, whatever it is you've done, your problems are going to be there. Your issues are going to be there. The good things are going to be there. But you're going to feel more like tackling them. So, yeah, you've got to embrace some quiet time. You've got to embrace, some time away from it all, whatever it is. You just got to step back away from it.
And when will the pictures for the 2012 Back to School extravaganza be on your website?
They are. They're out there now. If you click on blog, it's the very first article that comes up. And talking to you, I realize I neglected to put one important thing out there. I'm going to do that tonight. I need to go back and list actually what we included in each and every book bag. I did not put that on there. So I'm glad that I'm glad we had this talk.
You can go on there and see the spread of joy. There's actually pictures here, and I'm scrolling down now.
Yeah, the kids, they were so much fun. The smiles were so big. There was one little girl there. She hadn't even started school yet, but I was like, no, she can't walk away without a book bag. And so we put the book bag on her, and it looked like a dress on her back. You couldn't really hardly tell. But, we had a good time. There's a picture of me being classic me with my tongue sticking out. But, that's what we do. We have fun at these things. And we want the kids to know that, we're going to work hard for them and it's important what we do for them and that they matter. They matter. Yeah, because you can see them looking in their book bags and you can see a line of them and you can see the big old stack of Reese cups we put in them. So it's just, it's just great to be able to have a part to help. And I'm telling you, so many people came together and did this. So many people. And a lot of people are like, well, all I can give is $2 or all I can give is 10. Or all I can give is 20. But when you add all that together and you look at this, this is what we were able to do. So thank you. I just want to publicly go on record to say thank you to you and everybody else who helps to make this possible.
I just have to know, this is a question I have to ask you. How many Reese cups accidentally did make it to the book?
It is absolutely my favorite candy. It is. So, we get there. I was there the Thursday night before they all got packed on Friday. And I think maybe a pack or two didn't make it. And then Friday they all got packed without me. And then Saturday I noticed that there was a few packs left over. And I'm like, oh, I'm taking those.
So there was a few that lost their way.
There was. I have to tell you, there was a few that lost their way. But we also had, just because some kids, horrible allergy, but they're allergic to peanut butter. So we did have some Kit Kats and stuff available in case some kids were allergic. But none of the kids that were there that day were allergic, so we were able just to give them away. So I was glad because that way I could keep my list of Reese's.
Anyway, yeah. You can send your donations to Spinning Joy Corporation, P.O. Box 1771, Denver, North Carolina, 28037. Or you can go to spreading-joy.org and use the donate button right up at the top on the right-hand side, and it is a tax write-off for the people that donate because it is a 501c3 IRS-approved nonprofit organization.
Yeah.
And, Marie, we're down to the last minute again. This half hour really flies by.
It does. It always does.
So how could people donate and really open to see a smile on kids' face when they donate to Spread Joy?
When you donate to Spreading Joy, number one, donate and don't feel guilty. If you can do, Christmas Joy is coming, and you're going to start seeing the tweets if you're on Twitter, and you're going to see it on Facebook. Crit is coming, and I've got to take the time that I've got and start advertising it. But if you can do $10 for September and $10 for October and $10 for November, and then $10 1st of December, do it and don't feel guilty. Whatever you can do, if you've got a great job and you just got a raise and you think, you know what, I could give $50 a month. You know, that would be $200. I could do, you know, $25 a month. Whatever it is you can do, give to spreading joy for these kids and know that we're going to take it and we're going to stretch it as far as we can stretch it. And we're going to ask for, you know, grants, and we're going to ask for other kind of help, and we're going to make the most out of your donation. But the thing is just do what you can where you are with what you have. If you don't have a job and you can't make a donation, then use your voice. Use your Facebook. Use Twitter. Use what you can. But don't feel guilty. Just have fun spreading joy and making a difference.
And I want to thank Marie for being on the show and all the listeners. And Marie, give them some spreading joy, and I'll close out the show.
You know, when you're doing what you can, where you are, what you have, you are going to be the recipient of great joy. You're going to see that there is no joy like spreading joy. Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
I want to thank Marie for being here and all the listeners and all the people that listen to the archive show. And Thursday night we're going to be here with two guests. It's going to be about new technology from making money from home. But anyway, we'll talk to you then. And Marie, thank you, and have a good night, everybody.
Thanks, Rob.
You betcha.